You are listening to News Plus Special English. I'm Liu Yan in Beijing. An employee at a hydroelectric station in Baoji in northwest China's Shanxi province has found the body of a 17-year-old girl in the reservoir, but he has not retrieved it until her family paid him 1,500 yuan, roughly $230. It has been confirmed that the employee has quit his job because of media pressure, and the head of the station has been suspended from work. The Beijing Times newspaper has condemned what it called mistreatment of the dead and urged the local authorities to investigate the incident. The report says, unlike those who are willing to retrieve a body from a river only if they are paid, the former hydroelectric station worker deserves no extra reward. Instead, he should be held criminally responsible because his job was to clean the reservoir and prevent the water from being polluted. Meanwhile, retrieving a body from a reservoir is much easier than from a river. The former employee, whose name was not disclosed by the newspaper, left the teenager's body in the water for days until he was paid. This is News Plus Special English. 6 people were given prison terms of up to 16 months for illegally refining silver from waste photographic film in East China's Zhejiang province. A local court says one of the convicted, surnamed Zhang, rented a warehouse in Longchuan City in 2014 and bought machines used to recover silver from waste film. He sourced the waste film from hospitals and printing firms. Zhang then hired Wu, who had experience of the extraction process. The processing plant began operation in February, despite it lacking official permission or professional waste treatment equipment. The other suspects, with full knowledge that the factory was illegal, sourced and sent waste film to the plant for silver extraction. The factory processed 25 tons of waste film before it was shut down in 2015 by the Environmental Protection Department. Local police seized around 15 tons of waste film from the site. The Environmental Protection Bureau said waste film, which is on the hazardous waste list, can cause pollution if not treated properly. Zhang and his accomplice were found guilty of environmental pollution. Their prison terms ranged from 5 months to 16 months and were fined 10,000 yuan to 60,000 yuan, roughly 1,600 to almost $10,000.